Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1663, visible translated text is as follows. Told me this, my sister was present and also a man, and they also heard what she said to me. I am acquainted with Annie Maud Carter's general character and general reputation. Her general reputation and character for truthfulness is bad. She is entirely unreliable and on not be depended upon. She has been in jail before this last time and then was also up for stealing. Sworn for Annie. Maud Carter and her sister Court. Willis J. Gilbert, sworn for the state. I am connected with the sheriff's force in charge of the prisoners at the jail, serving as inside guard from about 8 a.m. until about 3:30 p.m. each day. I have charge of the prisoners locked up in the cell wings, the working force for cleaning up the jail, for laundry work, and for preparing meals for prisoners being under the direction and control of Deputy Roberts, who is on duty inside, for the same period of time during which I serve. In cleaning up the wings of the jail, it is necessary for the cleaning force to go into the cell's wings to do so, and this is done under the supervision of Deputy Roberts. The Negro prisoner, James Conley, is lodged in cell wing First North, there being no other prisoner lodged permanently in this cell wing. The meals are distributed by this prison on help, and the meals are sometimes carried to Conley by the trusty prisoners. The cooking and distribution of meals is under the supervision of Deputy Roberts. The cell wing in which Negro women prisoners are located is on the Third West. I knew Annie Maud Carter while she was a prisoner at the Fulton County Jail, and her cell was located in Third West. Annie Maud Carter was used by Deputy Roberts as a trustee, she being released by him from cell wing in the morning about 7:30 or 8 a.m. o'clock. She was used in laundry work and did most of her ironing on the fifth floor in what was called the medicine room. She was usually looked up by Deputy Allen when he came on duty about 3:30 p.m. I also knew Dr. George Wren. He is a white prisoner whom the prisoners and everyone most around the jail called Dr. Dot Wren. He was a trusty prisoner and was used by Dr. Hurt and the jail officials to hand out medicine and do any work for the sick, while Dr. Dot Hurt was not in actual attendance at the jail. I know his brothers who visited him at the jail quite often. Among them was one named Jim Wren. Jim Wren came to see his brother, the prisoner, Dr. Dot George Wren, very often. I have seen Jim Wren go into H.